Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Mm. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long. My feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Got it better than us.
Well, everybody.
Oh man.
Michigan. I'm sorry, Tone.
You know what? It is what it is. I don't hate Michigan. I mean, obviously, I wanted to, you know, win my bet, the purple parlay, Washington and the Ravens. But is what it is. Michigan. I mean, what a season. 15-0. Absolutely dominant, especially on the defensive end. They're a force. And this is why I think Harbaugh should stay, man. I think they could build a dynasty there.
He's gone. He's definitely gone, though.
You're like, you guys are all like 100%. He's gone.
Yeah. He did what he had to do. He came there to win it. He did it. Nothing left to prove. He's a god there now. And, yeah, he's going to try and do the NFL.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember how good he was in the NFL. He was really good.
He was great. He was great.
It almost became a power struggle between him and the ownership and the GM. But he that's the reason why he was out. But he was fantastic. They were going to the NFC Championship game every single year. And they made it to the Super Bowl that one year. But he's fantastic.
Yeah, all they did was win in San Francisco, and he had, you know, Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick, so not exactly, you know, Elway and Bradshaw, but he was basically one play away from winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right, in the Harbaugh Bowl when they played the Ravens. Well, yeah, weren't they in the red zone?
One power outage away.
Yeah, oh. I think there was a pass interference that didn't get called, or else they would have had the ball on the 1 yard line with a chance to win.
Right. Yeah, that's what I think what happened. Yeah, that was the power outage bowl. Where was that played? It was like Tampa?
Thanks, Beyonce. Loser.
Beyonce? No, I think it was New Orleans.
It was in the Dome. It was in the Superdome.
Ah, Superdome. Freaking Katrina messing with the lights.
Now, if he goes to the NFL, where do you think he's going to go?
Go Chargers.
See, this is my issue. Being the head coach of Michigan is cool. Being the head coach of the LA Chargers is not cool.
Until you win. I mean, I think if you win in LA, it could be a big deal. Right?
It's not for the Chargers. There's no fan base. They're all in San Diego. Yeah. Half of them, I think, are like, fuck this.
What about Atlanta?
Atlanta's got a bad fan base too, I feel like, right? I feel like
I can't see him in the South, really.
So apparently the rumor is Atlanta's The head coaching search is being headed by the actual owner, and he's going all in on Belichick if he frees himself. Yeah,
Bill Simmons thinks Belichick is going to Atlanta.
Yep,
you heard that? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Atlanta or I think Atlanta is a better job than the Chargers, but I get the feeling that Harbaugh wants like a franchise. He wants like the Bears. Like the Cowboys, or the Packers, Steelers. You know what I mean? Like one of these like national teams.
Raiders.
Or the Raiders, like I've been saying. Yeah. It's not the same allure, what I think I'm using the right word, that it used to be when they were the LA or Oakland being in Vegas, but they're still the Raiders. I mean, Antonio Pierce though, is like perfect.
Here's my counter argument. You can be the Green Bay Packers or you could be the Chicago Bears. It doesn't matter if you don't have a quarterback. So I think if he goes to L.A., first of all, you're in L.A. You have the market. And there's less for him to build to get where he needs to go. So if he gets to the
to the Chargers and he does what he did in San Fran, meaning build the offensive line and create this menacing defensive line, there's not really much for him to do. Herbert's going to be fine, and they'll win.
Yeah, Herbert would be the best quarterback he's ever coached. Or yeah. But most talented. Most talented.
And you're going into a division with the Chiefs, I think, going on the downward trend, maybe. I don't know if that's too early to say, but I think so.
I think so, yeah.
And your point to back to your point about them, the Chargers not being cool, I have an NBA comparison. The Golden State Warriors were not cool. They were the worst franchise for 40 years.
I don't know.
They were horrible.
What was
the
Baron Davis, Steven Jackson team? Wasn't that team exciting? Kind of.
All right, Al Harrington. Yeah.
But you're talking about 1 year out of 40 years where they were an 8 seed that upset a 1 seed. Like, I'm talking about
Hardaway, Chris Mullin.
Chris Mullin.
Tim Hardaway. Yeah, Rick Barry. Rick Barry juice.
But I'm saying all the years that you guys are talking about, I could say, all right, the LaDainian Tomlinson and Philip Rivers years, they were really good too. They were in AFC championship games also. Like, if he goes there and he wins year after year, it builds your credibilities back up. You change. People think the Warriors are like a real franchise.
I just think it's
go
such a...
Go Chargers, go.
I just think it's... And Chargers definitely had an identity when they were in San Diego. I mean, they had a song. San Diego, Super Chargers. Remember? Like, I mean, they've been around since the 60s. Like, they used to have an identity. I just think in L.A., when they play a home game, I mean, they don't have a home game anymore. It's like the opposing team's home game.
But here's the thing: sucks. They didn't have one. They didn't have one in San Diego either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the same thing with the Supersonics. Like, they complained when the team left. Yes, like the owner kind of ripped it out, but those fans weren't going to the games anyway. Like, the Charger fans were like Clippers fans.
Well, I don't think Harbaugh is the type that's going to care. Like, he's going to go where he has the best chance to win, right?
Right.
So that's probably the trend. Like, I don't think he's like, I don't know about this team. Like, do people really care about this team? He's going to be like, okay, they have Herbert. So with Herbert, if I could build this defense up, maybe I could win a Super Bowl versus I'm going to go to Atlanta with no line and Desmond Ridder. And let's see how that goes.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, I know. To be honest with you, I feel like the Raiders and the Chargers should, like, switch cities. I think Chargers should go to Vegas and Raiders should go back to L.A. The Raiders are still the most popular NFL team in L.A. That's a fact.
Yeah.
So that's what should happen. But, I mean, it's probably too late now. Just do a little switcheroo like no one notices. But
there's probably a team we're not thinking about that might shake loose also. Like, how many teams would just outright, like – like, if Harbaugh's there, right, like, if he's like, maybe I kind of like the Jets situation, like, wouldn't they just, like, trade Sally for Harbaugh?
Sally. Woody already came out and said he's coming back, right? Or Douglas, or what's the deal
there? Yeah, but I don't know. Does that change if Harbaugh's, like, if they get wind that, like, Harbaugh might want that job? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out.
That's a good point. Like, Chicago Bears, right? Like, if Belichick shakes loose, you're really going to stick with Eberflus if you could have Belichick?
Right.
I know. Or what about
same thing for Dable. A lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah. Or what about this?
You have Vrabel out there, Belichick, Harbaugh. Like, you know, these guys are beasts.
Or what about what about if the Packers beat the Cowboys this Sunday? And the Cowboys are like, bye, McCarthy.
Do you think that's real?
Yeah. He'd get fired.
I think so.
They've been doing well. This is the best they've looked in a long time.
Well, how many years has McCarthy been there now?
He is three? Third or fourth?
Yeah.
I think,
So, I don't know. Is that enough time? I don't know.
Also, Sirianni.
Oh, like,
that's a great gig. The Philly gig's a great gig.
Philly would make a lot of sense, yeah.
If they get beat, like, and they just, like, look really shitty like they have for the past month and a half, I think he's gone.
The I'm hearing the Philly fans hate him. They hate him.
Yeah. No one likes him. He's like a dick.
I was just talking to Eagles fan the other day, and yeah, they're not fond of him.
Yeah. Definitely not the most likable guy.
Definitely not.
Also, why? How could you hire Matt Patricia and make him your defensive coordinator? And they were 10-1, and then they lost the division. I've never seen a show shot like this.
Yeah, they man, they've really fallen off the. Falling off the cliff here. Yeah, it's gonna be very interesting how this weekend in particular plays out, because there's some big time franchises that could just say, you know, bye.
Is my Jalen Hurts is actually a tight end take? Is that getting legs yet?
I like that one. Yeah,
he's
looking more and more like Charlie Batch. I saw a meme like that. Like,
I saw that too.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, and that's going to be Jalen Milroe, too. I don't know what Bama with these tight ends at quarterback, but yeah, that's their shtick, I guess. So,
and then the winner of that game gets fed to the Niners. So, yeah, if I was Philly, I don't know. They got a lot to think about. Sirianni is a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that clip again of I guess when they went and beat the Chiefs.
Yeah,
and he's walking in the tunnel. I'm like, really? Like, I forget what he yells, but yeah.
That was his Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So who? I mean, if Harbaugh is leaving, which it sounds like it does, I guess who's that offensive coordinator for Michigan? I guess he'll just take
Sharon,
over.
Sharon Moore,
the guy who cried during the Penn State game or after the Penn State game.
Like a school like that, they recruit themselves. They'll be fine.
They're gonna be. I just have a feeling Harbaugh laid the foundation there. They're gonna be good for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The others. Were you surprised that Vrabel got canned?
I was.
Well, I was. Yeah.
Surprised that he got fired, and also because they didn't try to trade him. They could have traded him.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the ownership or GM said like, it could have been complicated. We didn't want to wait that long. What do you mean? You could have definitely got something for him. So I don't know. They handle it very awkwardly.
Yeah.
Unless they have a plan in place, like the Lions offensive coordinator. But I don't know. Like all the media, like speaking today, everyone thinks he's at least a top 10 coach in the NFL.
He'll have a job before the end of this month, guaranteed.
Yeah, so they could have got compensation for him, but they just, I don't know.
Probably Atlanta. Yeah. Maybe he'll stay in the South, you know? Just go state over.
It'll be interesting what's going to be the first domino to fall. Like Belichick saying, you know, like their parting ways or Harbaugh leaving. It's going to be like really hectic like couple weeks coming up.
Yeah.
And I thought Antonio Pierce did a really good job with the Raiders.
I think that's a perfect fit. I hope he stays. I hope he.
I heard the Giants are trying to get him as a defensive coordinator.
I heard that too.
I love that.
I heard that
too. That'd be amazing.
I think they would have hired him. They're just waiting. They want if they could make a splash hire like Harbaugh, they would do it. You know,
right?
I think he's got like the locker room really well, and like he'll learn. But what was it? The game when they played at Indy. There was like three times they had 4th-and-1 or 2 from like on the Colts side.
You talking about the London game?
No. This is when they played at Indy like a week or two ago.
Oh, okay.
And he punted like three times, like at the 40 of Indy on 4th-and-1. Like, nah, I don't know. That doesn't. It's like these like really defensive coaches, like the Sala, the Bowles. Like, I feel like they're very tight. I don't know. Maybe he'll learn.
All
but,
the
like,
Jet coaches.
Yeah, well, like when he did that, I was like, I don't know about this guy anymore. I feel like that doesn't change.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get the conservative. And then you get the complete like opposite, like what's his face?
Staley.
Yeah,
from the Chargers.
Staley or
Campbell.
Campbell.
Dan Campbell is a wild man.
He'll go on.
Yes.
He'll go for it on 4th down on like his own like 2. Like he's nuts.
Freaking. Going for 2 on from the 7-yard line at the end of the game instead of tying.
So there's a chance we might get that rematch, right? We might get Lions at Cowboys if they both win.
Oh, I hope. I hope so. But should we pivot over to the games this weekend, or should we talk Jets Giants, like kind of like, you know, end of season, off season, that sort of thing?
Let's do the playoff games first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that first. So obviously Texans back in their usual spot. I feel like every time they're in the playoffs, they're always in that Saturday first game, like clockwork. That Saturday 4:30 game.
Always.
Yeah.
Houston is 21 out of 23 now of 23 seasons, 21 times a team has gone from worst to first. This year was Houston.
Really?
Interesting. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. Holy cow. So CJ Stroud, rookie year. It's probably going to win rookie of the year, you know? Or offensive rookie of the year, whatever they do. And the Brownies come in. My Browns. My sleeper.
Yeah, nailed it.
Here they are.
Yeah. Nice job, Tom.
Here they are. And yeah, can we shout out Panay?
We predicted Flacco, right?
What's that?
You predicted Flacco, right?
No, I don't think anyone predicted that one. Guy came out of nowhere. But let's shout out Panay for tracking all that down. That was That was great.
Went back and listened to the whole podcast and pulled up our
preview.
Intense bookkeeping. I was very appreciative of that.
Yeah, very detailed. Very detailed. I love it. It was great. Even had like all like our like kind of like our points, our analysis written down there. Very well done. And he'll be back on soon. Right? Sure. I think he was on this pod last year, kind of like our end of season pod, just so we could roast him.
I had a prediction of Daniel Jones at 75-1 for MVP. So that didn't really land, I guess.
All good. You know, we all had some bad ones. It happens. So where were we?
Do you like the Browns in that game?
I like the so what are the lines? Does anyone have that open by any chance? I think it's 2.5, right?
I got it memorized in my head. I'm good. 2.5, Cleveland. Yeah.
2.5. Okay, that's what I figured. I like Cleveland there.
What'd they play? I think they played 2 weeks ago, and they beat the crap out of them.
Was that?
Which I don't like. They beat them up like 2 weeks ago.
Where was that game played? Was that in Houston? I forget. Okay, yeah.
Cooper had like 250 yards.
Oh, that was the big Armani Cooper game. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just screams, you know, Browns. But for some reason, I feel like the Texans are going to steal one here. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think Stingley was out that game, which is huge. He's their, you know, top cornerback.
Yeah, he was picked before Sauce.
I don't know, man. I don't think Stroud played that game either. Pretty sure Keenum played that game.
Yeah.
So, I don't like a team playing, like, each other very close to, like, every couple weeks. Everything is fresh. I like Houston, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like Houston.
Yeah, so do I. I like Houston at home.
Okay. Juice, what say you?
I like Houston at home.
All right.
Guys, look at us.
You know what? I guess we all got to go Houston then. Fuck it. Because I wasn't like dead set. They're my Browns, right? They're my sleeper pick. But I don't know. I kind of like Houston too. So, all right. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. And then Saturday night, the Peacock game, which...
Hey, Peacock.
...is... you know, pretty controversial. You know, not everyone has Peacock. I guess everyone will be doing the free trial or whatever for that, but kind of ridiculous.
I'll be checking it out on Apollo, so I'll be about 3 days behind. So.
Still rocking the Apollo, huh?
I'll let you guys know my opinion of the game on Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Still got the Apollo. Yeah, I mean, I think this is the first time they're doing this with the Peacock. And the 4:30 game's on NBC, too. So NBC just, like, dominate, you know, own Saturday, I guess.
I want to say that they paid like $200 million for it.
Jesus Christ.
Something I don't crazy.
Know if you saw Miami's infirmary report, but man, you know that long-haired linebacker that's really good, Van Ginkle?
Yeah,
he's gone.
They're missing, I think, Waddle's out. They're missing a bunch of guys. Yeah, so I don't know. I can't see them go. It's going to be 1 degree. I heard an Arrowhead.
Oh, now one? I thought it was 10. I heard
one now.
They lost 9 degrees?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I think the Chiefs are going to roll them.
Yeah, this is going to be – I might for shits and giggles just do like a – I don't know, like minus – Chiefs minus like 12 and a half or something, 13 and a half. It's probably good odds. I don't know. Plus money, I'm sure. But does Poly Pancakes Parlay have something already cooked up?
Nothing yet, but I kind of like Miami.
What?
Yeah, like a little tease action. I don't think the Chiefs should be laying points to anyone right now.
That's fair.
Okay.
Like, they're just not good. And I feel like everyone's so down on Miami. They did say, Adam, I think Mostert is going to be back and Waddle is back.
Oh, that's big. That's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, Waddle
so
is back.
So they're back. I mean, I think it's going to be extremely low scoring game, though.
Yeah, I almost think that in the Miami-Buffalo game, they stopped running the ball in the second half, which they were dominating the Bills in the run game.
Yeah, Achane. So good.
And then they just went away from that. Almost like, I think Bill Simmons brought it up. It was almost like they were conserving the running game.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I think that's what I pictured this game being. I think they're just going to try to bleed out the clock and run it. Keep it close.
Yeah, the Chiefs have a really good defense, but they're only like 20th against the run or something like that, even though overall they're like one of the top 10 defenses. So that's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and they haven't been really impressive all season.
Who's Mahomes throwing the ball to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Kelsey's been awful.
He's been terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. I mean, Miami was competitive in that playoff game last year in Buffalo.
Yeah.
With Skylar Thompson or whatever.
Thompson.
Oh, yeah, Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, that was crazy. they almost won that game. They like should have won that game. I forget why they lost. It was like, wasn't it OT?
I think it did go to OT.
Or
it
came down to like the like a final field goal or something.
But either way, I'll be happy because if Miami loses, I'm ecstatic. And if KC is out, I'm even happier. So
yeah, fuck it.
Fine.
So, all right. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. I got to think, they plan this out. Taylor Swift, get some people to purchase Peacock to see Taylor. So,
yeah.
There you go. Sunday, 1 o'clock. Bills, Steelers. I didn't realize TJ Watt is out. I must have missed that. I don't know why. How I missed that.
Yeah, he went out like midway through.
This line is massive.
8.5, right? Or did it go up?
No, it's up to 10.
It's 10 now? My God.
Yeah.
All right.
I was picking a score, though. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Probably. They're good defensive team, right? Like, usually they could force turnovers or whatever. But, yeah, their best defender's out. So, I don't know. Watt led the league in sacks, didn't he?
Yeah, like almost 20.
Yeah, huge loss. Yeah, he's unbelievable. So, Bills riding high off that win. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. With Watt, I was gonna maybe just fuck around and take the Steelers. But
yeah, I mean, Allen can lose a game on his own. You never know.
That's the thing.
Is it supposed to snow?
I hope so.
I don't know, but that would be cool. Yeah, that'd be awesome if it was. Crowd will be fired up, but there'll be a lot of Steelers fans there. They travel well. It's actually not that far from Pittsburgh. I think Buffalo's only like 3 or 4 hours north of Pittsburgh. So,
oh really?
Yeah, wow. It's closer than you think. That's how far west Buffalo is.
Buffalo.
I think Buffalo's gonna win and cover.
Buffalo's gonna win and cover.
And cover, yeah.
Okay, so you say a Buffalo and a route. Yeah, yep. I don't know. I really don't know how it's gonna go. I think Buffalo wins. Steelers usually play tight games, but no Watt. That hurts. Mason Rudolph. I don't know.
I agree with Adam. I think they win and cover. I don't think they'll be able to keep up with Buffalo's offense.
Okay. I don't trust Josh Allen. I could definitely see like a pick six or something, him doing something stupid. Mm-hmm. And then Pittsburgh's defense, I think, is still good without Watt. So I think they cover the number, but they lose by like, I don't know. I think it's going to be right around the number. I think they'll lose. Maybe Buffalo covers. They win by like 12 or something. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea.
We all never do.
No one knows. Next game, 4:30. Really excited for this one. Packers at Cowboys. It's a classic.
Cowboys. So what? Did you see this thing? The meme, the scriptwriter. It's so true though, right? You got McCarthy.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Going against the Packers. Tyreek Hill back in KC. The trade with Deshaun Watson, even though he's not playing, back in Houston. It's like
it's wild.
Shit. Oh wow, yep. That is wild. I didn't think about that.
Stafford and Goff going against each other when they got traded for each other. Basically,
Isn't that nuts? That is nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna get to the Stafford going back to Detroit, but wow, I didn't realize all the other ones until now.
Yeah.
Jesus. Honestly, the Packers, I like this team a lot. Youngest team in football. And looking pretty good. I think they could go and upset. I know the Cowboys are amazing at home, but I don't know. We'll see. What's the line there?
It'll be
7.5?
Seven and a half. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
I think it's close for three quarters, and then the Cowboys pull away late and cover. That's my prediction.
I like that, too, actually. I like that, too. Yeah. It's a good call.
I guess they'll probably have, Jair Alexander and Lamb the whole time. He's tough. He's a great cornerback, man.
Yeah.
Alexander.
Yeah.
And they do see Justin Jefferson twice a year, so they do.
Yeah. Yep. And he always
do know how to defend.
Yeah. No, I think the Cowboys at home are for real. And I could definitely see, like a late, like even against the Commanders, they were kind of playing shitty. And then, like, just they went off late. So, And then, they have to go to, they'll have to go to San Fran, right? Or Santa Clara, whatever. And it'll be all over for them after that, I think. They got crushed last time.
I can see like 30,000 Packer fans being at that game, though.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, they travel well. We'll see. That should be a good one. I'm really excited for that one. And then Sunday night, the LA Rams, who I kind of like as like a little sleeper team, maybe, going to Detroit. Play the Lions.
This is my favorite game of the weekend.
Yeah,
points.
It's a lot of people's. Yeah, a lot of people like it. What's the line there? 3.5?
Three.
Oh, it's three.
Yeah. Wow. It depends. I mean, some books hit 3.5.
Okay.
I think the over-under is like 49, I want to say.
51.5.
51. Is that high now? Well, okay. Yeah.
One and a half.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Lions' first playoff home game in, what, like 30 years or some crazy shit?
Yeah, it'll be a zoo.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. Sunday night, a lot of people have Martin Luther King Day off. So, yeah, I expect it to be pretty nuts. People going gogger.
Tone, you said you like Rams as like a little bit of a sleeper?
I do, and that was your sleeper, wasn't it?
Well, let me throw this out there. Matt Stafford. Maybe the best coach and best quarterback in the NFC.
Maybe.
Matt Stafford, arguably the best quarterback. McVay, arguably the best coach in the NFC.
You can get 50-1 on them to make the Super Bowl right now.
Best wide receiver core, perhaps?
Yeah. I don't know. I like it, too.
They were plus 7,000, like, a week ago.
Yeah, 5,000 to win the Super Bowl right now.
5,000 now, yeah. I was tempted at just taking it at 7. 70. But yeah, 50's great too.
And Kyron Williams looks like freaking.
He's great, Notre Dame.
Walter Payton back there. Yeah,
yeah,
he's great.
And then Puka Nacua. He's a
god.
He's the god. Yeah, he's awesome. If it wasn't for C.J. Stroud, he'd probably be offensive rookie of the year. That's gonna be a fun game. Yeah, the 4:30 and the 8 o'clock. Those games are gonna be awesome. I'm gonna say Lions just because. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a zoo. I do like the Rams though. I love those Super Bowl odds. I don't know though because I was more in love with them before that Giant game, and they should have lost that Giant game. And I'm kind of a little down on them now. I don't know if I can trust them.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know. Why are you taking it?
I don't know about the Super Bowl, but I do like him in the game.
You like him in the game. Okay. Okay. To win or to cover?
Both.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be something.
I think Rams outright.
Okay. That'd be some upset.
I like it.
Wow. Wow. You know, I don't know. Unless the Lions, you know, they're going, you know, a lot of those fans are probably Michigan fans, Wolverine fans. You know, maybe it's Detroit's year. We'll see. And then
Dan Campbell worries me a little bit, though, him doing some dumb shit.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Like, I get it. Like, you're a big alpha, tough guy, but, like, there's a time and a place. Like,
I know.
It'd be,
yeah,
you know.
If you bet Detroit, you're betting Dan Campbell against McVay, and you're betting Goff against Matt Stafford.
Yeah, exactly. That gives me a little. Yeah.
That's one where the next day you're like, what the fuck did I just do? Yeah.
Exactly.
I like the Rams.
You like the Rams? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. That's a great one. And then
it's gonna be a cool, like, aesthetic game, like the dope uniforms in a dome, like a lot of offense. It's gonna, that's gonna be the best game, I think.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. And then Monday night, not crazy about it. Bucks.
Philly.
Which,
you know what?
Yeah.
Three weeks ago, I looked at the standings and I said, Tampa Bay could win this division. And if Tampa Bay wins the division, we're going to all have the opportunity to bet against Baker Mayfield in a playoff game. So that time is now. So I'm very excited, even though the Eagles have been struggling, to bet on the Eagles on Monday night.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
That conflict. I don't know what to think. Is AJ Brown hurt? What's his deal?
He's playing, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
It was me. The Giant game. He was hurt, so I don't know.
They played.
Hurts is like finger was like, you know, going eight different directions.
Yeah.
So the Eagles played down there this year. So
beginning of the year.
Yeah, guy I work with, he's a big Eagles fan. He went to the game. He said it was mostly Eagles fans. I mean, he said it was like 70% Eagle fans. So I expect it to be kind of like an Eagle home game. I think it's a little bit of a bounce back game. I don't expect them to, like, you know, win the next game. Like, they'll probably have to go to Detroit, right? Or to L.A.? No, or L.A. would come to them, right? The winner of this game plays the winner of that game? I forget how
I'm
it
sure
works.
Sure how that works.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, I don't think they're winning the divisional round. I think they're kind of trash. But
in NFL, they reseed.
Yeah, they reseed. I just think the Bucks. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? Fucking Todd Bowles goes 10-6 with the Jets. They don't make the playoffs. 9-8, they win the fucking division.
He's still a bum.
I know. It's gross.
The Eagles win like 30-10 or lose like 12-9.
Yeah. Well, yep. Absolutely. That's kind of how I see it going. Yeah. Not a great Monday night game, but whatever. And then the Ravens and Niners waiting for them. So, yeah, should be a fun weekend. Pumped. All right. Let's. Giants and Jets. Let's start with the Giants. The big news. Wink Martindale. Flipping out. Who had the news first? Who sent that text last night? Is that Paul?
I found it. It was like on Twitter, I think. What's his name? Sean, you know, Marash.
Marash, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about it on the fan.
I guess someone DM'd him and, like, you know, whatever. It looked like really legit. Like,
it did. Very specific.
He knew the guy, Kevin, I guess, was the coach. Or whatever. And
Yeah, it came out today. Like, it was like, that's what happened, it seems like, for sure. And I can picture that, two hotheads like that just going at it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Does this concern you, Giant fans? You know, Dable's a little bit of a hothead. Like, you know, I'm sure Danny Jones hates him. You know, obviously Wink hates him now. I don't know. What's going on there?
I don't know. I didn't really like Wink, honestly. I thought he blitzed too much. And I thought maybe the defense had a chance to be better than it was. So I was kind of okay with him going. But definitely I wasn't crazy about the way it ended. I thought they could have handled this better. But I think that the right call would be getting rid of Wink, honestly.
Yeah, it sounds like that's happening.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of strategic. The more and more I read about it, it seems like Dable was giving Wink instructions and Wink just wasn't following it. So what they did was, like, I think Wink was expecting to be fired. Like, even the last game, he on this play call sheet, did you see he had that, was it Jack Bauer, 24?
24?
Yeah, it was kind of like 24 hours left. And I'm
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he was expecting to be fired, and they kind of, I guess Dable met with Shane and they kind of reversed it. They said, no, we're gonna say that we expect him to come back. And then as soon as the press conference is over, they fulfilled their media obligation. They fired his right-hand man and his brother. And then now, you know, they knew Wink would just resign. By him resigning, you know, they still hold his, how do you say it? Like, he can't go anywhere. He can't go to the Philadelphia Eagles. And by him resigning, he forfeits his $3 million, too, that they owe.
Oh, okay.
That's why he hasn't submitted his resignation. Because two things. Like, he just left. There's two things. One is he's owed $3 million, which if he resigns, he forfeits that. And then if he's fired, then he could go, you know, coach the Eagles, which they have a need. So they strategically did it. And now they also don't have to speak to the media until, like, combine.
Suppose he comes back. He's like, you know what? I'll just take my $3 million.
Then they'd probably fire. Then they'd fire him. Yeah.
Okay.
They fired
the special teams coach, right? Or not the special teams, the secondary coach that's been there forever.
And special teams.
It was special teams, okay. And then they fired the offensive line coach. They fired the linebackers coach. So a lot of change.
So now, I mean, yeah, Dable, this next year doesn't go well. You know, no one else to blame anymore.
Yeah,
more importantly than the coaching is, I think they need talent on this roster. Like,
right,
especially at offense. Like, get some skill position guys, get some depth on that line, figure out the quarterback situation. Because if they don't fix all of that, like, the coach, they're just gonna keep going through these coaches.
Yeah, it kind of stinks. Like, it we've gotten to a place in the NFL where it doesn't matter if you go to the Super Bowl like Nick Sirianni did the next year. You know, the fans could turn on you and you can get fired. And it shouldn't be like that. Like, if a team is dog shit, like how the Giants were, they need the GM and coach in place for like 5 years to turn this thing around.
Yeah. Right. And the most stable and the most winning organizations are always the ones that have the guys there for a while. Like Pittsburgh, Kansas City now has been solid for a while. Baltimore has been solid for a while. These are the teams that win like every year. So I think maybe continuity and stability is a little bit underrated.
No, that's definitely true. I think guys, you know, they get fired so quick. It's when they lose the locker room, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the thing. Like, you know, I mean, who likes Dable, who doesn't, that sort of thing, you know, is going to play.
Yeah, and also, like, a bunch of teams just don't have identities. Like, you look at the Washington Commanders. Right? As they've been running the team, well, now they have new ownership and new people come in. But, like, before the new owner came in, like, you know, every year they're firing their coach. They don't have a quarterback. They don't know. They don't have, like, kind of – they don't have, like, an identity. They don't have a culture. So they're always going to be bad. You can't get into a position like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, should be interesting. They have the
sixth
pick.
Yep.
Six. I was just listening earlier to Todd McShay on the Ryan Russillo podcast. Todd. And he had the G-Men taking Turner from Bama, the linebacker. The edge.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
I don't know. He could be the next Micah Parsons. Yeah. You guys would you would like that? You want defense?
I heard Baldy was on the fan today. I don't know if you guys heard.
No.
But he was saying that he thinks that this is the best draft for offensive linemen ever, and that
ever
there's gonna be
I love eight, ever.
Oh my God. And he thinks there's gonna be eight tackles that go in the top 50. But if I'm the Giants, I'm so scared to take an offensive lineman after the last couple.
Yeah, seriously.
So ideally for me, I'd rather have just a wide receiver, either Neighbors or Harrison somehow. But if it comes down to it and they decide they want a defensive player or even a quarterback, I'm fine with that too.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's so I'll just go through what Todd said the top 10 was. He had Caleb going one to the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
He had number two, the Commanders taking Drake May. Now, honestly, I think that could change, you know, with the combine and all that stuff. But, you know, whatever. It's early. Number three, the who's picking three? I'm, like, drawing a blank here.
Patriots.
Duh. Them taking Jaden Daniels, which would suck. I'd hate that. Because I like Jaden Daniels a lot. Four, the Cards take in Marvin Harrison Jr. Five, the Chargers. And he said, when he said the Chargers part, he said, you know, if Harbaugh's the coach there. So, you know, people are saying this shit already. He could see them taking Brock Bowers because they need a tight end. Six, G-Men taking Turner, Bama. Seven is... you got to refresh my memory with the team and on the player. Titans. He could see the Titans maybe going offensive lineman there. He said Fashanu, Penn State over Alt.
Alt's not getting past six.
So I have some inside. So I another guy I work with. Actually, it's the same guy who I was mentioning. Shouts to Rob. Who's the
how you doing, Rob?
Who's the Eagles fan? He's also a Penn State guy. He said Fashanu is the most overrated player in the draft. Like he's like,
I've seen that.
He's trash. Yeah. Like he was. Yeah. Wow. He's like he's like stay away from him. He's not good. So there's that. number eight. Who's picking eight? Is it the Falcons? No.
I think it's Atlanta or Chicago. One of those.
Chicago's nine, so it has to be Atlanta.
Oh, so Atlanta. He had them taking. One of the receivers. I think Neighbors, actually. Nine, Chicago, maybe taking Adunze. And the J-E-T-S taking Joe Alt. How amazing would that be, Paul?
I'd be so happy, but it's not happening.
I don't think so either. There's no
he's
way.
He's the top tackle. He's the top tackle.
I know. I don't know why McShay said Fashanu over Alt. It's Alt.
He's...
Alt day.
The prototypical doesn't get hurt, doesn't get penalties, and he's huge. He's athletic.
Man, if the draft played out like that and the Giants had that pick there and Neighbors is sitting there, I don't know how you let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see Neighbors or Joe Alt getting past the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shot.
Yeah. Too bad about Adunze. You know, Penix, my guy Michael Penix Jr., had his worst game as a collegiate in the national championship in the spotlight. Kind of sucks because if he had a good game, you know, people would be talking about him, maybe top 15 or whatever. And now he's being talked about again as like a second or third rounder. And
I saw him Mel Kiper's big board. He was like number 10 or something.
This is today?
Yeah, like after the game.
Oh.
And Kiper was just like, you know, you can't just look at one game because
just the same way if he threw five touchdowns in a game, you can't just look at that one game. He's like, you got to look at the entire body of work.
I agree with that. I think
he was like 10, but I was watching the game last night, and I know it was a bad game, but I see him as like a second or third rounder.
Well, McShay made the point. He's like, he kind of the same thing Kiper said, but he did say he does have his flaws. Like, he's not mobile. He's not really a mobile guy, and maybe that's because of the injuries, but that's just not his game. If he's got protection, he's amazing. If not,
he gets the ball out quick.
Kind of exposed. Yeah. The sure. snaps, no one talked about the center in that Washington game. I feel like every snap was low, kind of like in the Bama game with Bama. I don't know what was up with the center in that Washington game, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you notice Penix? He kept having a clap every time.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? So they were all fucked up. But he had the two missed throws to Adunze. If those throws are on point, and Adunze has two touchdowns, maybe they win that game. You know what I mean? Like, the narrative is so different. It's crazy how football is.
And those two big runs, like, you know, they stopped Michigan like 90% of the time after that. So
yeah.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, Michigan's defense was just, it was overwhelming. But yeah, we'll see what happens with Penix. Someone's in who's in the kitchen there doing some
stuff. Who's getting a snack? It's not me.
all right, let's go to the Jets.
Oh boy.
So everyone's coming back. Sounds like Devontae. We're getting Devontae. Garrett changed his number back to 5, Ohio State. They're liking each other's tweets on Twitter. Garrett and Devontae. It's like it's definitely happening, right? I mean, that's like a guarantee.
I mean, I guess. I mean, you have to give up draft picks. Like, maybe they'll tag Bryce Huff and trade him like with a pick.
Yeah, Huff and one of the four picks. Does that work?
Yeah, yeah. That should definitely work.
Yeah, done. So, do it.
What's the deal with Huff? Like, is he like not an every down?
He's not
Lyman.
Third down.
He is though. Well, I don't know why they look at him like that, because his run numbers are good, and that's why I don't think he wants to come back. He's like, I want to prove, like, he's like, I'm a complete defensive end. I'm just pissed that they let him go though. Undrafted free agent, they turned him into like a monster, and then you just let him go. That's just not good business.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me just I just want to include some breaking news.
Oh,
here we go.
Here we go.
Breaking news. ESPN sources: the Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra's contract extension includes the most committed coaching money in sports history. 8 years, $120 million.
Whoa!
What?
It's an extension too, on top of his.
Yeah, good for Eric.
Wait a minute. So 8 years, $120 million. This is the highest for a coach? Highest extension for a coach ever?
Yeah.
In professional sports or NBA?
Sports, it says.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? Good for him. I mean, I have a ton of respect for Spoelstra. This guy started in, like, he was like a, right? Wasn't he like a
Video coordinator.
Yeah, coordinator. I mean, talk about working your way up.
I guess no coach has ever gotten a $120 million contract.
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Didn't Monty Williams get like $500 million?
Oh, my God.
I think he got 80 or something like that.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Yeah, he got crazy money to lose, what would it end up being, 28 in a row, 27 in a row? So.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. But back to the Jets, and then we'll get to NBA real quick. But, yeah, I mean, what else is there to look forward to? We got a top 10 pick. You know, Rodgers hopefully will be back. Fuck Jimmy Kimmel.
Did you guys see? I gotta listen to the monologue.
I gotta watch.
Well, did you see his reaction on McAfee today?
I read about it. Yeah, he was. Just...
It was a perfect reaction. I mean, people aren't paying attention. Like, Jimmy Kimmel started this whole thing. He started this whole thing with him, and it's. I find it hilarious that a comedian, he gets to make fun of whoever he wants as many times as he wants. Someone bites back, and all of a sudden it's, "Oh, you asshole! I'm gonna sue you." Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Get over yourself. So.
Yeah.
But no.
Wait, what did Rodgers say today? I didn't see it.
Yeah, definitely take a listen to it. I mean,
okay, I'll take it out.
I'll take it out. He basically explains what happened. I mean, it goes back to the COVID years where Rodgers didn't want to take the vaccine, and Kimmel made fun of him for it, called him a wacko, conspiracy theorist, the whole thing. Jimmy Kimmel also said if you're unvaxxed, you shouldn't get an ICU bed. And he was like dead serious about it too. Just fucked up. And then so they feuded back and forth about that stuff. And then Rodgers, I mean, he's right. What he said was, he didn't say that, like, Kimball is definitely on the list. He basically was just like, you know, I hope he's not on the list or something like that. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Listen to what Rodgers says.
Yeah, I'll take it out.
I thought it was, like, a perfect reaction. Kimball started the whole thing. Then, it's just stupid.
And then he said something, because I think Kimmel was making fun of his, like, education or something.
Yeah, he said he went to community college before Cal.
Yeah, the only two A's he got are for spelling Aaron.
Yeah.
But he was like, well, he's like, that guy graduated from Arizona State and needs 10 writers to write that comment. And
yeah.
He's like, I'm very proud of my few semesters at Cal, and I'm just speaking truthfully from know, what I do.
Yeah. No, his reaction was great. And, you know, I think he didn't like go, I felt like too hard at him. He wasn't like, I think he was pretty good. And, you know, McAfee was trying to, like, kind of patch things up and whatever. It is amazing, though, the phenomenon of the Pat McAfee show, because the ESPN execs, you know, Disney's, let's be honest, it's woke. You know, they don't want, I don't think they really want this show out there. And Rogers talking about the jab and all this stuff.
That's another huge story, because he's basically gone on air and said, you know, fuck the ESPN executive. I forgot the guy's name.
Yeah.
The guy and, you know, like
Norby or whatever. Is it Norby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little weird name.
Norby Tomlinson, so, I think.
And then all on Twitter, all the old ESPN personalities that no longer work there, they like back McAfee. They're like, McAfee, thank you for saying all this stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Even Jemele Hill, like, couldn't help it, but, like, kind of be like, yeah, I mean, you know, I know she's like the wokest of them all, but even she was like, you know, like whatever, you know. But he's got the network by the balls, because I think he's like the highest rated show.
Yeah.
So what are they gonna do? He's only gonna get bigger if they kick him out. His show's only gonna get bigger, as you can
I tell you what, like, they replay a bunch of these shows, or if you have an off day, you can watch, like, First Take or, you know, all of these shows. If Pat McAfee's show is on, I keep it on. He's captivating.
It's the best show.
The show is good. He's a draw. So if he were to leave and go anywhere else, I think people would follow.
Yes.
100%. His show would be bigger. It'd probably get more viewers.
He's excellent in whatever he does. Like, he was on College Game Day. He's great.
Yeah.
Right? He has this show. He's really awesome. For a while before he signed on for Game Day, he was doing WWE. He even, like, fought in WrestleMania.
He's great there.
Yeah, he was great, actually. Yeah.
And he was awesome. Really good. He's so talented, that guy.
He is. He could do whatever he wants, quite honestly. So, yeah, they know they got them by the ball. And it was funny because I don't know if this is just a thing, but, like, you could tell when Rodgers was talking, there was a few little glitches, which kind of tells you, like, I don't know, maybe they were trying to cut it off at certain points. But, and he was cursing, too. He dropped a couple of F-bombs. He said shit a few times, and they were trying to bleep it out, but it was, like, too late. And McAfee and all of them kept laughing. It was pretty funny. I don't know why they bring AJ Hawk, though, there. AJ Hawk just sits there.
He sits there, stares.
He doesn't say a fucking thing. Like, why are you there? But it's a great show. So, anyway. Where was I? So, the Jets. Yeah, we'll see.
Let me ask you this, the Jets, right? If Rodgers is going to come back next year,
yeah.
Like, what's Douglas and Sala, like, they're still on the hot seat, right? Like, from the get-go.
They're just hoping he's going to make
it's playoffs or bust.
Snap his fingers and everything will be good.
I think they got to go for it. They got to go for Devontae Adams. They got to hit on this draft pick.
They're going to go all out this offseason.
Do they have money? Do they have cap space?
They do. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And I think Garrett Wilson, he was with, Bart and Hahn or whatever today?
Yeah.
And he had a meeting with the brass, and, like, they basically wanted, like, every detail and, like, let him just vent crazy. Tell him all the bad shit. And he said it felt really good, you know, like, that they allowed him to do that. And what he heard back, he was very happy with. And they know, he knows that they're going to really, like, take care of, like, what, you know, was the issues with them. So they're definitely going to get a top receiver. I don't know. It's the old line, really. I don't know how you pick
it's
that.
It's the old line.
Like, yeah, you have to get protection. You have to get. Because I don't know. I know the O-line was very bad, but I watched lots of Jets games this year, and I just felt if they had average quarterback play, they would have won a handful of games.
Yes.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the Zach truthers, they'll still say, oh, you know, when he had protection in the Chiefs game and the Texans game, he was awesome, and I don't know. I don't know
what
happens.
Yeah, it's almost like the same like the Daniel Jones truthers. Like, when I see Tyrod throw the ball deep and even Tommy DeVito, how quick he's able to get the ball out of his hands, you start to realize, like, oh, wait, it magnifies the weaknesses of Daniel Jones. So,
yeah, like the line's not bad, but the quarterback is making the line worse. Like, he doesn't adjust or anything like that to the, what's in front of him. So that, right. And I think Zach Wilson's exactly. kind of the same way.
That's what they said at the bar. Sorry, Josh, you go.
No, I was saying there's some throws that I saw between either, you know, DeVito and Tyrod that I thought Daniel Jones can't make that throw or doesn't make that throw, you know, but go ahead.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So Wilson was saying on the interview, he's like, people don't realize how much Rodgers is going to change the offense, like when he's at the line of scrimmage, the little detail that no one sees, like he's going to be in control. Like Wilson's not doing any of that stuff. So it's his offense, right? So it's going to be night and day with him.
Yeah.
But is he going to be healthy? I don't know.
Yeah.
And how's he going to look? I don't know. I mean, he's 40 coming off an Achilles. Like, okay. what are you? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. There's still a lot up in the air. And this was my argument for them, you know, potentially drafting a quarterback in the first round. Obviously, they're not going to do that. You know, get the offensive line help. But what about the third round pick? What about the fourth round pick? Do you draft a quarterback?
Middle round, he would be fine with, you know, them taking
like a Jordan,
you know, a dart throw.
Jordan Travis?
Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Perfect, right? He'd just let him heal and, you know, be a third stringer. Get a veteran backup for Aaron. And
right.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, but first round, no shot. No chance.
Yeah. Yeah. So Zach's gone though. They're basically, I think you guys were saying Jets won't even be able to trade him for any picks, like a conditional pick, right? It's basically his worth.
I bet they get a six rounder.
Six rounder. Yeah, that's what I think.
Somebody will take a shot. All these teams, guys, they have egos. They're like, oh, I can fix him. And then, you know.
Yeah.
So man, it's so sad. It's January 9th, and like, I'm already so excited for the NFL draft. I love the NFL draft.
I'm very excited for it. We got 4 months, so we'll be talking about it like ad nauseum. we're gonna have like a mock draft for every episode, a new mock. it's gonna be exciting. So we'll see. So there's going to be a lot to talk about with free agency and trades and draft and all that good stuff ahead. So we shall see. But we gotta get to the Knicks quick. Now.
Joan, how about the Jaguars real quick? Trevor Lawrence, what's going on?
So, you know what's funny? I saw on X today. A side-by-side, Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones, eerily similar.
Mac or Daniel?
Mac.
Mac.
That's tough. Yeah, I'll send it. I'll look for it, and I'll send it to you guys. But, yeah, eerily similar. I'm trying, you know, if Trevor doesn't win that comeback game last year in the playoffs, I mean, I don't know. People really wouldn't be singing his praises.
And even for them to get in the playoffs last year was a miracle. The Titans just choked.
That's right.
And then Jags, man, 8-3. Like, I know no one cares because it's Jacksonville, but, you know.
Yeah, it's a huge collapse.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
That's what the Jets did in the Favre year. They were 8-3 and then lost 4 of their last 5. Huge collapse.
Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
Weird coach. Yeah.
The weirdest. Yeah. I mean, I know you had a future on them. You were heavily invested in the Jags.
I knew they were done. I was like, when they lost that Bengal game, I was like, they're cooked.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, yeah, they're done. And they got a ton of talent, too. It's a shame. Yeah. So,
anyway. Welcome. Yeah. Nick.
So obviously I thought about us doing an emergency pod post trade because okay. I mean that came I came out of nowhere. That was what, on a Saturday morning?
It really did. Yeah. It really did.
Like 10 AM, 9 AM.
Yeah. It's the Saturday before New Year's Eve, right? That was the last December 30th or whatever. OG Anunoby, we get finally. We've talked about on this pod for probably 2 years how the Knicks were linked to OG Anunoby. Adam, I think you had talked about what that trade would involve, or what people were talking about, right? Wasn't Zach Lowe talking about like 3 firsts and a
Last year I think they were holding out for 3 or 4 first round picks to get OG at one point.
Which is crazy. I mean, they practically got a first-round pick with the Detroit pick, right? Because that's going to be the 33rd pick. So kind of, but it's technically a second-rounder. RJ, I mean, I'm going to miss him. I love RJ, but, I mean, he's just an inconsistent player. It is what it is. And quickly, I think it's the biggest loss. I mean, kid's a stud. He's going to be a star, I think, on Toronto. So good trade for both teams. Obviously, it's really working out well for the Knicks. They are, what, 5-0 in the OG era?
I think 4-5, yeah.
Yeah. Juice, you're really quiet. I know you were not happy about the trade, so let's hear it.
No, I think in the beginning I was not happy, but because I thought we gave up a lot in terms of scoring, and I was thinking, like, how are we going to get that scoring back? Yeah, I don't know. I was waiting for like a second trade, or maybe it is still coming.
I think,
you know?
Brogdon played 8 minutes tonight.
Yeah, but you know, other guys.
Do we need Brogdon though?
He could help, but I don't know if we do. You're right.
I love our guards. I love McBride. I love DiVincenzo, Grimes. Like, I think, you know.
Yeah, Grimes looks awesome.
Yeah,
and Deuce obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm sure in the playoffs you need like that vet.
I'm interested to hear what Adam has to say because
he loved the trade.
I thought it was an unbelievable trade because I think Barrett is one of those guys that like the fan base is just always going to overrate. But I really think he's like a dime a dozen kind of wing player. You know, like that 6'5", 6'6" range defense is on and off. Jump shot's not really there. And when guys can't shoot like that early, it just feels like it never happens for them. So, like, I feel like you're just waiting around. I'll wait till this guy develops a jump shot, and then it never comes. It kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, LeVert with the Nets, where, like, he showed flashes, and a lot of Nets fans are like, all right, this guy's going to be a star, and then just never happens. But for the Knicks, you get OG. Like, I think he was first or second team all defense last year, and he's like you need a guy like that against Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Like, they needed him, and he shoots 38% for three, so he could space the floor a little bit. And you do lose a little creation off the bench with IQ going. And then, you know, Brunson's got a lot on his shoulders now as far as shot creation. But I don't know. I think there's another trade to be made, and I think they got much better than they were. And I don't know. I kind of think this kind of vaults them into that mix now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, OG, he also led the league in steals last year. Or was it steals or steals per game? I forget. He was a steals leader. So, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but like his arms are so long. What is he got, like a 7'2 wingspan or something?
Yeah.
Gang.
Do you see how many passes he deflects? It's like contagious. It's crazy.
Yeah. He can really defend all five positions also.
Yes. Yeah. And he's just like a quiet player. He just goes to work, right? He's just all business, like the classic Tom Thibodeau player. He actually had 23 tonight, so he could score a little bit. I think the ball stopped. Like, you had three players where the ball would kind of stop. Now you only have two. Yeah. OG, like, he moves the ball. He's, you know, very unselfish player. I just think it's the perfect fit, if I'm being honest. And then we get Precious Achiuwa, who's, you know, he's okay. It's like a running gun 4-5, I guess.
He's a jag.
And then we got Evil Dante Malachi Flynn, who really does look like an evil version of Dante DiVincenzo.
someone tweeted a picture of both of them side by side, and one was Luigi and the other one was Wario. And Jalen Brunson replied.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh my God.
That's great.
Yeah. It's so good. So good. That's so funny. I don't know. Grimes looks amazing now. So maybe he needed the trade. Maybe, you know, Deuce McBride finally getting some minutes. And playing well. They have a pretty easy stretch here. They're gonna get a lot of wins. I don't know. People starting to talk about them. I feel like the national, you know, I hate that Stephen A. Smith represents us Knick fans on the national scale because he's the most Fugazi fan. I fucking hate it.
You know, he hasn't watched the Knick game in like 2 years.
It's horrible. He's still talking about Donovan Mitchell. He's like, Jalen Brunson's 6'1". What do you think Donovan Mitchell is, motherfucker?
And what does it even matter? Who gives a shit?
He's such... I can't stand him. But because of people like him and Becky Hammond.
Gilbert Arenas.
I mean, what is wrong with these people? The Knicks hate is just... It's ridiculous. So
Becky Hammond's such a dude.
Oh, man. Yeah. Knicks need a dude. I can't wait to play the Celtics again. We haven't played them in a minute with this new squad. So, I'm liking it. I'm excited right now. And they're not just winning games.
Their offense is super spread out now.
Yes.
Like Adam said, the spacing, it's teams have to respect the shooting.
Yes.
So Randall can operate more, and Brunson, it's a lot easier. Barrett was clogging up everything.
He was.
I like him. He's a good player, but he's... He's basic.
I didn't shed any tears. And quite honestly, if there was one team I wanted him to go to, it was the Raptors. He's from Toronto. Grew up a Raptors fan. He's obviously very happy to be there. Quickly, he gets a start. He's probably going to get paid. So I think it was a great deal for both sides.
Yeah.
I was shocked, though, because, Juice, you were talking about how the Knicks would never trade with the Raptors because of the whatchamacallit.
I don't know. I was thinking that maybe the suit was like going to get dropped and that was like part of the deal. But apparently, I guess the suit is at the NBA governor's level. It's like between – well, James Dolan's not even the NBA governor. He's like completely out of basketball altogether.
Oh.
He just owns the team. But, yeah, it's like at that level. So it has nothing to do with, I guess, basketball operations. I don't know.
Okay.
Very strange.
Very strange, yeah. I mean, is there another deal out there? Is it necessary? I mean, they still have time. There's still, a month left until the trade deadline? So they don't have to do anything. Brogdon is in town and seems to be rumored, but I don't know. They're just playing so well right now. I don't know if it's necessary.
Yeah. I don't think so. I would like to have another big.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Shoot.
That's true. Poor Mitch. I saw that he's you know, going to leave social media for a while, talking about his mental health. I really feel bad for him.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Yeah. Hartenstein has been playing great, but yeah, maybe another big. But that doesn't seem like there's any bigs in the rumors. It's all like it's all like bench help or DeJounte Murray, which
I kind of think they're okay.
Right? I think they're fine. Yeah.
Yeah, with Precious maybe, and then they can go small. Yeah, you know, I think they can figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm just worried if he gets hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, because Taj, they end up just waving. So I don't know what the plan is. I don't know if Jericho Sims is really going to ever be a guy. So we'll see. We'll see.
What about Philly? What do you think about them?
I don't know.
They don't impress me at all.
What's going on? I feel like there's some... Embiid sat out a few games recently. And
yeah, he's banged up.
Banged up, of course. I don't know. Knicks smoked them. I don't know what's happening.
It's not
there.
Impressive. Like, their bench and their role players. Tobias Harris, get out of here. Hate that guy.
Yeah. Bucks, too. You know, they've kind of
lost to Utah at home.
Yeah, got crushed. So
I have a feeling they're going to get it together, though.
Yeah, I think they will. I think they will.
Yeah. Just like bored.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just bored. Dog days of the season. That sort of thing. Lakers, what's going on with them? they're jeez. They're really what are they going to
make
do?
The playoffs?
What's up?
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Well, they'll be they're going to have to do the play-in.
Isn't that what?
Is there a trade for them?
What's that?
What happened to Zach LaVine?
Maybe LaVine. Yeah, LaVine.
Yeah, LaVine.
Who else is like a really shitty team that's looking?
Yeah, I don't know. I like LaVine. I don't know. Where is LaVine putting them? I don't know. Like, is he really moving them up? I don't. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of in turmoil.
They're super old. Like, half their team is like needs rest days every other game. You know,
LeBron still looks great.
But like AD, Wood, Russell.
Yeah.
And Reeves kind of regressed a little bit.
Yeah. And Gabe Vincent being hurt, you know, hasn't helped them.
Yeah. And I heard
he was going to do a lot this year.
And I heard there's no trade market for D'Lo. So that's great. Yeah. I don't know. Not looking good. Suns, same thing. What's going on with them?
Oof.
You know?
Yeah. Where Paul was around.
What about Durant on the Knicks?
Is that did you see that somewhere? Or are you just throwing that out there?
Just making it up. It kind of makes sense.
They probably should trade him, to be honest, because they're not winning.
Yeah, if the Suns are like, it's not going to happen for us, and the Knicks have all these draft picks, they can trade.
Yeah, if Durant was like, yeah, I'll go to the Knicks, and the Suns were like, all right, give us 3 or 4 picks. Would you do it? I might do it.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you wish you come to the Knicks? It actually happened. I mean, I'd probably rather Booker than Durant at this point, but just because he's going to play more and younger and I don't know. Maybe better fit, but Durant, Knicks, if you told me 3 or 4 picks, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah,
do you think
the
Clippers are legit?
I do.
Yeah, Paul likes them. If they're healthy, yes. But I just don't trust them. I don't trust James Harden. I don't trust Kawhi to stay healthy anymore.
I will never in my life say that the Clippers are legit.
Yeah, I think they're like the biggest choke artists in like the history of like sports.
Yeah, like you know something's going wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, something. Yeah, what can happen will happen with the Clippers. I don't know.
I'm all in on the Clips.
Okay. All right. Long season.
I was looking at the box score last night. They are freaking deep, man.
No, they are. They are. They got 5 guys who can light it up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, George, Leonard, Zubac, Harden, Mann, Tice, Plumlee, Westbrook, and then Norman Powell.
Yeah, my guy Powell.
That's a lot of freaking people.
That's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot of guys.
That's like 8 guys that can score 20. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 guys in double figure.
Yeah, and then Ty Lue. I just don't trust them. That's it. Just their history and the guys on that team, how they've performed in the playoffs, the injury problems. It's just, I don't know.
Something will happen.
Like Kawhi scores 40 in game one, and then they announce after the game he's out for the year.
Yeah, like what? that was bizarre. Like just so bizarre. I don't know. But you know, we gotta do it. It's our favorite segment, the Adam Nets rant. So
here we go. I didn't know if we were gonna do it today.
No, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
So we were 13-10 2 weeks ago. Mikal Bridges was like 27 a game, 50-40-90. Cam Thomas is like 25 a game. It's all good. And then, you know, they go into a little bit tailspin on the road. It seems like they get everything right. They get two wins against Detroit. And then that Milwaukee game happens. And it's a competitive game. And Jacques Vaughn is just like, no one's coming back in. And since then, it seems like they lost the locker room. They lost like 11 out of 12 games. They lose to Portland last night. Vaughn doesn't play Cam Thomas for the last quarter and a half. Doesn't play Spencer Dinwiddie for the last quarter and a half. It just seems like the team doesn't really have a direction. Like they're bad, but they don't have a pick, so they can't tank. They haven't traded for a star, so they haven't traded off any of their assets for draft picks. So they're just kind of stuck in this, we're going to compete for the 10th seed, I guess, which doesn't make a ton of sense to me. So I think something's got to change. It's like a zit that's going to pop. So my guess would be the coach gets fired. Probably the GM is on the cusp if he doesn't do something soon, but not the best time to be a Nets fan. And there hasn't been a lot of good times, but this is not one of the best ones. So
there you have it. There you have it. So they're stuck in, I wouldn't even call it mediocrity, but I guess.
Yeah, well, like, it's purgatory. Yeah. It's almost like this is like the medicine and the pen they have to take for that Kyrie thing, whatever.
Yeah.
You want to call that era. So this is it. They're taking the medicine right now.
Yeah. So many nice players. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where do they go here, you know?
They should have got Dame.
I agree. Go get Dame, then you're at the top of the line for the next guy, whether it's Giannis or something else. But where they are now, I don't see. There's just another season that just seems there's no point to.
Right. Like, do you think Donovan Mitchell moves the needle in any way for this team, if they made a play for him?
Well, yeah, I do, because now it's like there's direction, right? Like, Mitchell's there, and it's like, okay, now you're a little bit more competitive, and then maybe you could try to swindle something else, you know? Like, it doesn't – like, Mitchell might necessarily, like, put them over the top, but it doesn't have to be the last move. But at least it's like, okay, this is what the team's trying to do. They're trying to win. But right now, it's like they're not really winning games. They're not bad. Like, they're bad, but it doesn't matter if they're bad because they don't have their draft pick. So it's like, you know, what do you really want to do here? If you want to really compete, then go compete. Go get somebody. But if you're not going to compete, then, like, why is 27-year-old Mikal Bridges on the team? What is the point of even carrying Dorian Finney-Smith and Royce O'Neal on this roster if you're not going to try to win? Like, you might as well
Dinwiddie. Yep.
Yeah, all these guys. You can get picks for all these guys. Just go get picks then.
Dinwiddie's trying to get to Brooklyn and pro-Palestine protesters blocking the bridge.
I saw that guy. Yeah, he did look just like him.
He had the Nets hoodie on, too.
Yeah.
Trying to get to work.
He's like, my daughter's in Brooklyn.
My daughter.
He was definitely still mad about the overtime against the Blazers.
Yeah. No, Mikal, I mean, Knicks have some picks. We'll give you some picks for Mikal.
I think the Nets could get 3-4 picks for him.
I'd do that for Mikal Bridges.
And I think they should. I think they should do it, the Nets, honestly, at this point.
I can't believe he eats Chipotle every day for the last 10 years. That's like dedication.
Is it the same meal?
Yeah.
Or is it like...
Yeah. No. Wow.
He didn't even switch it up?
No, he even explained it's like a chicken bowl, and it was very specific, but yeah, it's just like that's his thing. So
that can't be like Chipotle is like pretty healthy considering, but
it
can't be healthy every day.
I just can't believe the dedication. And maybe he's exaggerating. I'm sure he misses a day here and there, but like to actually like go there, get it, or you know, if he has handlers, go and get it like every single day. That's like serious like dedication there. I don't know. There's not always a Chipotle, you know?
Yeah.
If you're on the road. But
I've actually never had it.
Really?
Yeah.
It is good. The hot sauce like is twice. Intense, though. I usually pay for that eventually. But it is good. I get the bowl. I usually get either chicken or sofritas or carne asada. And no, it's good. The Gen Zers especially love it. And the young millennials. Yeah. They love Chipotle. They're like obsessed. I just feel like
Mikhail. All the good Mexican here around here, it's like I'm going to those like places. I'm not going to Chipotle.
Right. I get the bowl though. I don't get like the burrito or anything. Like I get like a bowl. Which I know you can get at a Mexican restaurant, but like
Yeah,
I don't know. And it's actually decently priced. I remember for like the bowl I was paying like eight something. It's probably gone up in price, but you know, now at McDonald's if you want like a you know, a meal it's like 15, so that's great.
Oh my god, insane.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
All right guys. Anything else?
Yeah, I have homework for everyone.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I know Sunday everyone will be there's lots of football, but you need a break to watch True Detective.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
We're here. Yeah. 14th.
Who's in it again?
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
What time's it at, Juice?
Alaska, right?
Yeah,
I think
Alaska.
It's 9 o'clock. I think it might be during the night game. So
it will be.
Yeah, we'll might have to. We'll watch it before the pod so we can comment.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably just end up watching it like Monday at some point, but I'm super pumped for it. I'd watch it live, but I'll probably want to watch that football game. And then by the time that's over, it's going to be late, but definitely Monday I'm going to try and watch it. I'm finally excited for like a TV show cuz there's been nothing. It's just been straight sports for months. So
you watching Bookie?
No, I still haven't checked that out. How many episodes is it?
It's like 8, like 30-minute episodes.
Oh, that's it.
I caught one. It seems like it was going to be pretty funny.
I liked it. It was good.
So that's like a 4-hour binge. I like that. Okay. I'll just binge that shit. Yeah. On the Paul and Jess account.
Easy watch.
On the Paul and Jess account.
Yeah. Easy watch.
We just watched Barbie.
Oh, yeah, we did too.
You watched it too, I know.
Yeah.
You guys seen it, Adam Juice?
So no. I turned it on and we shut it off after like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was funny.
It's not bad. It wasn't bad. That's all I'm going to say. It wasn't
Josh,
bad.
You didn't watch Barbie? You didn't watch Barbie yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, basically it's just like men are stupid. That was the theme, kind of. I got out of it, right, Paul?
You watched definitely.
Yeah,
Equalizer 3, Denzel, so good.
That was good. Okay, I love Denzel.
Netflix, yeah, okay. Really good. Did you watch the first one too or no?
No. There's three of them.
You got to go, man.
They made three of those with Denzel.
Yep.
Jeez,
I heard they're very good.
Okay,
they're awesome.
Okay, all right. All right, guys. Anything else?
Go Giants.
Go Giants. have an off season. So we'll be back shortly. And enjoy the games this weekend.
Take care. Peace. Double goo.
Take care. Come here. Peace.